U.S. warplanes attacked Taliban positions in northeastern Afghanistan today, just a few miles from the border with Tajikistan. The airstrikes appear to be part of a U.S. effort to aid the opposition Northern Alliance, but local commanders on the ground are cautious about accelerating their military campaign. Eric Engelman reports.
In the northern Afghan town of Dashti Kala, all eyes were on the sky today as American warplanes roared overhead. They dropped at least 7 bombs on Taliban targets in the Kalakdia mountain range just nearby, and the explosions could be heard for miles around. It's the second time in 3 days the U.S. has attacked Taliban positions in this part of northern Afghanistan. On Sunday, American jets attacked Taliban units here near Dashti Kala and in Tala Khan, a Taliban stronghold to the south. But the effect of all this on the ground war is unclear. Mahmoud Hassan is the local Northern Alliance commander, an Uzbek who oversees a force of 3,000 men. Just a few days ago, he was pessimistic about launching a new ground assault. Now he says if the Americans keep bombing like this, he'll be ready to push forward toward Tala Khan, which the Taliban took from the Northern Alliance more than a year ago. But he complains he's getting no advance warning about the U.S. strikes and says he's reluctant to send his troops across enemy lines when he doesn't know where the American missiles will fall. On a strategic hill overlooking the front line, a ragtag group of Northern Alliance soldiers amuse themselves by taking pot shots with Kalashnikov rifles. Less than a mile away, Taliban and Northern Alliance forces stare each other down from opposing mountain peaks, exchanging occasional mortar and tank fire. The front line itself has moved very little in the past year, with no significant troop movements or defections from one side to the other. Mohammed Osman is a 25-year-old officer with the Northern Alliance. Like many other opposition fighters, he's counting on the Americans to tip the balance in this war. He says the Taliban are building up their frontline forces here with new recruits, including Arab and Chechen mercenaries. It's impossible to verify that claim, but it does point to a growing fear here that the Taliban are getting stronger here, not weaker, and are digging in for a long battle. Eric Engelman for NPR News in Dashti Kala, Afghanistan.